Well, whenever I'm away, I always like to say it's good to be back home. But, of course, I was in a warmer climate, so I won't talk any more about it. I'm thinking we should get a new groundhog. Wasn't it supposed to be getting warmer soon? And, of course, this demonstration of our sound, and when the company told us about it, they said we have to leave it here for 2 weeks. And I thought, well, good, because I was gone last week, and I wanted to hear. And, well, they manage our sound system, and, of course, over the years, have to work on it. And they talk about, I guess, like computers, cell phones. There is new and better technology, and just even the speakers. Now, I hear they won't look exactly like that. They kind of try to blend them in to the background. And I think we're still using the old amplifiers. I think you hear a little hum, and it might be because of that. But anyway, they, you know, well, should we or shouldn't we? And of course, there's a million of you, and so it would be hard to get a consensus, probably. But I came over today, and I had this mic on, and I was standing in the farthest corners. And to me, I thought, oh, I can hear, you know. Of course, my hearing is going. But anyway, well, let me know what you think. They just said, well, instead of talking about it, why don't we just set up a demonstration, and then, well, the discussions will continue. So, of course, you can let me know what you think. Anyway, and because we always, the flowers, funerals, and I had a funeral this morning, and one Monday now, and Father Samuel had several while I was away, and we're praying for him. I guess I can say he caught the flu, but he said he's getting a lot better, doesn't think he's contagious anymore. I kind of suggested, well, take the weekend off, because I was away, so I thought the least I could do. So I didn't have a lot of time to prepare. I got home last night very late, and I had the funeral, so I was. You might have the benefit of a short sermon. Oh no, not that. But a few phrases caught my ear. So the first reading, what do you hear the word? Choice, choose. You know, pro-choice. It's not a very Catholic phrase these days, is it? But, you know, in the Bible, God is pro-choice. Creating, you know, his greatest creation, man and woman in his own image and likeness. You know, we are children of God. And, of course, he created us with free will. And he allows us to choose, see, you know. And, of course, we can make good choices or bad choices. And then the culture, the second reading, do not conform to the wisdom of the age. Wow. Our culture, you know, well, whatever, choose whatever, you know, as long as you're not hurting me, why, who cares, you know? Because, of course, does God, does the commandments, truth, reality, you know, human nature, is that given a lot of credit in our culture? No. You might remember the old act of contrition prayer. If you're my age or older, remember, oh my God, I am sorry for my sins, and I detest, and I am heartily sorry. When I was first ordained, little children, I would hear them say, I am hardly sorry. So, of course, they came up with another version, did they not? And you know that version follows the biblical teaching here, see? I am sorry for my sins in choosing. Did I choose good? Did I choose to do something wrong? See? So the second reading kind of picks that up, you know. Well, the wisdom of the age, that will lead us to ruin and doom. But the wisdom of God, and it says, this wisdom God gives us through the Holy Spirit. So that's why we come to church, of course, and pray, so that we'll be filled, imbued with God's wisdom, because there's a lot of wisdom of the culture that surrounds us and tries to pull us away. The gospel phrase is, those who teach, you know, teachers are good, or you can teach someone, you know, to go astray. And I was thinking, well, if you teach, yes, but not all of us are teachers. But if you use the example, the words good example, bad example, then that applies to us all. Huh? So, you know, by the example of your life, all of us teach in one way or another. Raka, that Hebrew word, I looked it up again. I thought, yeah, what is that? And of course, it's like it was a Jewish insult, as if you'd call someone stupid or empty-headed, it said, you know. Sometimes in confession, somebody will start slowly and I'll say, well, what do you want to pray about? And they'll say, well, not giving away confessional secrets, but they'll say, well, I haven't murdered anyone. And well, see, in the gospel, that's what it's all about. Jesus is kind of, well, shoot for the ideals, you know, aim high. Or if it was a Olympic year, the Olympics, go for the gold, you know. Well, yes, you've heard it, don't kill anyone. Well, I say, yeah, that was always the Lord, you know. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for another, see. So that's all the gospel here. Divorce, whenever I hear that word, of course, then I want to offer prayers for those who do suffer from divorce or separation. We pray for them. But of course, see, it's given the ideal of Christian marriage, see. And of course, oaths or swearing, you know, well, don't do that. The idea, of course, honesty and truthfulness, you know, in our speech. Yikes. In our culture, we're losing that. You know, people can lie quickly. Yeah, if somebody says this or that, I guess, especially in politics. And how do you know where's the truth? The ideal has certainly been lost. So that was Jesus. Wow. Shoot high. Aim for the best of virtues. Our profession of faith, I believe. Maker of heaven.